A Mount Allison University researcher says a recent CBRM survey shows some lasting impacts of Storm Fiona back in 2022. Dr. Krinkash surveyed more than 800 people in the municipality, and out of 47,000 households, the average cost was about $4,000 and as much as $20,000 for some people. Cash says a key lesson is being properly prepared for power outages during weather events like Fiona.
One thing that really stood out for me was how long people were without power. So many households reported outages lasting between 3 days and 2 weeks. And that had other impacts, from food spoilage to missed medical appointments. And so this really matters, because CBRM emergency management asks residents to prepare by having enough supplies to last 72 hours. And that's pretty standard practice. But the research shows that people will be without power for up to 2 weeks. So they might want to think about preparing for that long if an extreme weather event is predicted. So we know these events are like flooding and fire and hurricanes, they're increasing. And so it's also really important for businesses, because even if your business is back up and running after an extreme weather event, your customers may not be able to buy anything for 2 weeks. So I think that it's good for people to be aware of this so that they can be better prepared.
Cash says the research is showing that women were more affected by the storm.
Women were far more likely to have reported being impacted by emotional burden, financial stress, food insecurity, and they were more willing to ask for help, but they still recovered at similar rates as men. And that's in line with research in this area. Evidence shows that women tend to be more impacted by these kinds of events because they are historically responsible for the house more so than men. I don't want to make a generalized statement on that, but this is what the research shows. So they feel the burden more than men. That's what was reported in the research.
The overall impact for the CBRM is about $184 million.
Yeah, I think that people are going to be really surprised about that. And also a lot of people who didn't have insurance were really impacted. And so that's out of pocket when people don't usually plan for these kinds of events. So I think that in the future, people say they're more prepared now, at 92% are more prepared for future events. So I think that this lesson just shows that that it will cost more. And I think this also leads into the fact that we have to be better prepared at the municipal level by investing in infrastructure and be ready for any kind of climate changes, because if we put more money into it up front, then it won't cost people as much in the long run.
Cash is presenting the research at some upcoming conferences in Halifax and Greece. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.